A Good People, episode number 1220 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Kyle Watts. How is everyone doing? We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors.
The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.
There have been some terrible qualities recently that have made me stay away from that person. I read about the recent, substantive allegations of sexual abuse against Jean Vanier, who was declared a saint by many for founding L'Arche, an organization that cares for thousands of disabled people around the world. You have to ask yourself whether that is a good person or a bad person and not just one of those bad people. If someone who cares for the poor and sick is put in the same category as Charles Manson because of his good qualities, then I will put him in a different category. If you believe that hell exists, you want to believe that hell is reserved for villains and evil men who abuse others, not good people. The only way God will ever look at you and declare you good is to offer salvation to Jesus Christ, as he did on Calvary. The other way is that God is in love with you, and the only ways that he will never look down on you or explain that you are not good are the salvation that Jesus Christ offers you. If one believes that good people go to heaven, one must believe in them to keep pace with the righteousness, holiness, and righteousness of God. You were mostly nice, had good intentions, were charitable, led a respectable life, did virtuous things in your eyes, etc. So you think, this person is going to go to heaven. I like to think that I am a good person, so I have a very important job to do, but I really feel that you are an all-round good person. I actually believe that a good person, is a higher standard than a good person. You treat everyone with respect, even those who are not nice to you or rude because you are nice. If what you do is bad, you cannot be called good unless you at least try to be better than them. Having an army of supportive helpers under your wing is certainly an advantage, but that is not the reason why you want to surround yourself with them. Remember that you need good people around you, as we all need them, and that is not the case. Look, I believe that good people need to stand up and help others when and where they can. I know from experience that it takes only one person to act, and that others around them act, but only when they act. The problem is that nice people will never get the respect and recognition they want. Rather, a person who practices humility is kind to others without expecting to be rewarded. That is why people see people for what they are rather than what they might not be. No matter how good or good people claim to be, they will always be embraced, supported, encouraged, elevated and embraced by these people. What I don't understand is why good people don't just push away and still stand up for someone. I always reply, people who are really good, people I know will always be known. A good person will always let you hire, even if you are not the best candidate. Nice people will allow you to rent because they know you are good and that they like you. If you asked 20 people what it means to be a good person, you would probably get 20 different answers. When one asks why good people suffer, it implies that suffering should be reserved for the bad. It is wrong to divide people into good and bad, but when you ask, why do good people suffer, how do you react when people do bad things? No matter how much education we receive about the positive and negative effects of our behavior on others, no one can force us to be better people. Feeling committed to the goal of being a truly good person can actually prevent us from being good people, and good people are free from prejudice and error. Good people cannot deny the severity of a deadly virus because they know that people will die if they do. When God defines good people, it is absolutely true that they go to heaven, but God seeks goodness in a completely different way. Good people who go to heaven are well-meaning and one who lives up to God's standards. There is no need for a person to need Jesus in order to be good, and no good person, no matter what we think of Cornelius, is a good man because he is Jesus and therefore Jesus has sinned against USA. Good people is an award, the Australian author, theologian, speaker and spokesman of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Good person, which means be a person, and fight for good, is written for people who want to live their values but do not yet know how.
Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.